Sanbonani bantu abasha.
Good evening, young people.
Sanbonani bantu abasha.
Oh, bengithi mhlambi izilese niyibonani izomizwa lakho.
Siyambonga uNkulunkulu ngalesi sikhathi futhi asesiphe sona ukuba sihlangane ngalendlela.
We thank the Lord so much for this opportunity that He's given us once again to meet together. Shall we close our eyes and pray?
Nkulunkulu wethu omuhle, siyabonga kakhulu ukuhlangana ngalendlela.
Our Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this opportunity to meet together.
Siyabonga ngothando osithanda ngalo.
Thank you so much for the love with which you have loved us.
Ukuthi wena Nkulunkulu noma singelutho sibancinyane kodwa usenze sibe utho.
Even though we are small and insignificant, but you regard us as something.
Lokho kusikhumbuza wena Nkosi Jesu ngesikhathi ukhuphukele Jerusalem ugibele imbongolo.
And that reminds us, Lord, of the time when you entered Jerusalem riding on a donkey.
Imbongolo isilwane sedelelekile phambi kwamehla abantu, kodwa bonke abantu ababekhona bakhumule ingubo bayendlalela ingubo namasundu kuba inyathela ihambe khona.
A donkey, which is an animal that is a lowly animal, and nevertheless, when you rode on that donkey, people took off their robes and palm leaves and they put it on the floor, on the ground, for the donkey to walk on top of it.
Lokho kwenziwa ngoba wena Nkosi Jesu uyigibele ithambile yathoba yavuma ukuba igitshelwe nguwena.
And that happened because that donkey submitted to you, allowed you to ride on top of it, and therefore it also partook in that honor.
Sesihlangene Nkulunkulu wethu kulendlu yakho sicela ukuthi ube khona ube kanye nathi.
And now, Lord, as we together in this building, we pray that you would presence yourself.
Isibusiso sakho sibe kanye nathi.
May your blessing be upon us.
Usibusise ngakho konke sizokubona nesizokuzwa manje.
Please bless us through all that we are going to hear and see.
Sicela konke lokhu ngegama lenkosi yethu Jesu.
We ask all of this for your name's sake.
Amen.
Amen.
Singakaqhubekeli phambili njengoba sesike sathi ukuthinta ukuthi uNkulunkulu uyasenza sibukeke sibe utho noma singelutho.
Before we continue, just as I mentioned that sometimes the Lord regards us or the Lord makes us to be something even though in actual fact we are nothing.
Siyambonga uNkulunkulu ukuthi namhlanje sihlonishwe indlunkulu yakithi kwaZulu.
And today we are so privileged to be honored by our royal family.
Sithanda ukwamukela uNdlunkulu phakathi kwethu kanye nezinyane lesilo nabahamba naye.
So we would like to greet Honorable uNdlunkulu and members of the royal family that are together with him.
Ndlunkulu siyathokoza kakhulu ukuthi ufike. Sethemba ukuthi akuzukugcina. Uzodufika nje Ndlunkulu. Uzofika nanamazinyane, ayizinyane ngokuzayo.
Ndlunkulu, Royal Majesty, thank you so much. We appreciate it that you've honored us with your presence, and may this not be the last time that you come and be with us.
Ikhona uma singabona nje oNdlunkulu sebethe nje shaye. Ngelinye ilanga uma uNkulunkulu ethanda, hayi, siyoxuma inhliziyo.
And if next time you bring more members of the royal family with you, that we can see this whole first row filled with the royal family, or maybe even more than one row, we'd really appreciate it so much.
Ngiyakholwa ukuthi nani bantu abasha niyakuthokozela lokho ukuthi sihanjelwe sivakashelwe uNdlunkulu wakithi kwaZulu namhlanje.
I'm sure young people, you also appreciate it that we have Ndlunkulu, Her Highness, from the royal family from KwaZulu visiting us and other members of the royal family.
Ay, kodwa ngathi njabule nina. Ay. Awu kanti niyathokoza ubuhleke siyabonga. Undlunkulu ke ngiyakholwa ukuthi uyobuya ngoba uyabona ukuthi hayi futhi uyizwele nehlombe.
So thank you young people for showing that you're also happy that Her Royal Highness is with us, and I'm sure that she'll come back again because she felt welcome.
Singakaqhubeki nanokunye okuthiphathelene nenkonzo yethu. Sicela ukusho lokhu ukuthi inkonzo yakusasa njengoba kuyisonto ayizukungena ngo-10 njengalezi ezinye sibe nazo ekuseni, kodwa izongena ngo-11 ngoba usuku lwangesonto futhi kukhona nabanye abaqhamuka ngaphandle abangahle abazoba kanye nathi.
Just to clarify, tomorrow's morning service will not start at the regular time of 10 o'clock as we normally have in the morning services of the conference, but it will be at 11 o'clock because it's on a Sunday and we're expecting people from outside to come.
Siyambonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu nangani nonke senifikile nalabo kade befika namhlanje nani siyanamukela nine benifika namhlanje.
And all of you who have arrived already and those who came today as well, we want to warmly welcome all of you young people.
Sizocela ukuba iBrass Band isiculele ngaphambi kokuba siqhubekele phambili.
We'll ask the Brass Band to come and render an item for us before we continue.
Ngesikhathiza iBrass Band nelazi leli culo elithi uJesu uyimpendulo yezwe elonakele. Nake nalizwa. Ngempela? Hawu, singakaculelwa macilonga ke silicule thini. Jesu uyimpendulo yezwe elonakele. Jesu uyimpendulo yezwe. Ngilandelayo ngikholwa ukuthi nizolivuma kangcono ke kunalokho libe namandla.
Jesus is the answer.
Jesus is the answer
of this corrupt world.
Ngalelizwe elonakeleyo.
Ngizocela ukuthi silibukeze nje ingqondweni zethu leli culo, silibukeze ingqondweni zethu. Siyafisa ukuthi kulezi insuku ke silicule ngamandla impela. Hayi sizokhuluma ngalo ensukwini elandelayo.
So in these coming days we really want to look at this because this is the truth. Jesus is the answer of to this corrupt and perverse generation and world, and we want to look at the implication of that for us, we young people.
IBrass Band izosamukelela indlunkulu yethu. Emva kwalokho sizokucela ingqalabutho yalezi inkonzo zethu zabasha uanti wethu uanti Lydia eze phambili kube khona zokusho emva kweBrass Band.
So the Brass Band is going to welcome the royal family for us, after which we're going to ask the pioneer and the person who went ahead and started this youth conference that we have many years ago, Auntie Lydia Dube, to come forward and to share with us what's on her heart.
Sithokoza kakhulu aunt ukuthi ube khona phakathi kwethu. Sizizwa sifudumela impela ukuthi njengo aunt wethu owaqala kuqala lezi inkonzo zabasha ube khona phakathi kwethu emva kweBrass Band. Yesocela aunt eveleze phambili.
So we really appreciate it, Aunt Mkhulu, that you can be here and that we are warmed by your presence, And we really so appreciate it that you can be here, who started these youth conferences many years ago, and that you can address us today.
We are
so thankful to see the royal family in our
midst.
We feel that we are safe.
Noma Ndlunkulu nalana fike nabo singaphelele imthetho isishayela imthetho ukuthi asiqaqane sibombile oqaqene.
Even though we've heard that there were regulations that we should be separate and distant from each other.
Ngoba kudinga abanye beyohlala kwezinye indawo kwamanye amaholo akhona ukuze ungacinani kakhulu.
And so too, we can't all be here for those reasons. Some are on other halls and other venues so that we can be socially distant.
Basha, siyathokoza ukuthi nifikile.
Young people, we are so happy that you have come.
Le mnyaka nje cishe bembili singahlangani, sihlangana ngama radio. Bekungathi isikhalo esikhulu singabonani.
It's been about 2 years that we couldn't meet together, that we were meeting over the airwaves, over the radio, and it feels like a very long time since we last saw you.
Kodwa uNkulunkulu ufunile ngalesi sikhathi ngalenyanga ukuba sihlangane.
But God wanted and willed it so that we can meet at this time in this month.
Noma singasazi sizathu sisafihliwe uNkulunkulu sasifihlele. Kodwa esisaziyo esokuthi sikhumbula ukufika kwenkosi yethu uJesu Kristu uKhisimusi.
And even though the true reasons of that may still be hidden from us and God has kept it hidden, that is fine. But in this time, we remember the coming of our Lord Jesus this Christmas time.
Izingilozi zathunywa zithunyelwa umbiko zithi azazisa abantu ukuthi sinilethela izindaba enkulu.
The angels were sent with that message to tell the people that they've brought great news.
Ngaleso sikhathi kwakungaqalwa ukuzalwa kwengane emhlabeni.
That was not the first time that a child was ever born on earth.
Kodwa okwaqala kwakukuthi kufike inkosi yethu uJesu Kristu kuthina qathatha.
But it was the very first time our Lord Jesus Christ was sent to be born in flesh amongst us.
Sibe thina nenhlanhla enkulu ke kweyethu iminyaka singangani. Le khunini enhlangana nakho asihlangananga thina nakho.
So we were very privileged that when we were your age, there are many things you've met up that you meet up with now that we never had to go through.
Noma indlela nina eniphucuke ngayo hleze emabhentshini thina sasingahlali emabhentshini.
Or maybe you have become more sophisticated, you sit on benches now, but in our time when we were your age, we didn't have benches to sit on.
1963 umfundisi efika kamaphumulo wafika netendana itendana ogcumeka esikoleni esecondary yakamaphumulo.
When Reverend Stephen first came in 1963 to Maphumulo, he came with a smallish tent which he had to pitch, and he pitched it at the secondary school in Maphumulo.
Uma wami wayesebenza esitolo kaMaphumulo esebenzela umlungu owayebizwa ngokuthi uMr. Cope.
My mother used to work for a certain white man who was called Mr. Cope.
Waya kuleli tente ma.
And my mother went to that tent.
Itende lamehlulu ma.
And the tent was something my mother couldn't take.
Umfundisi wayengakwazi ukukhuluma isiZulu, wayesathi 1 2 ayikhuluma ngesiNgisi.
And Reverend Stephen at that time couldn't speak Zulu so well yet. He only knew a few words here and there.
Kukhona ohumshayo umfo wabo kababa uKhwela, Emmanuel Khwela.
And Baba Emmanuel Khwela's brother was translating for him.
Manje kithi ke umlando ke wakithi lasixhuma khona ngithina.
Now a bit of history where we come from.
Uma efika ephuma kule nkonzo akasitshela ukuthi usehamba isonto elithile.
Since my mother went to that tent meeting, she never told us that she's going to, and she's now attending that specific church.
Kodwa khona izinto esiziphawulayo esengekho kuma ebesimazizona.
But we started to notice that there were some things that my mother was not doing anymore, which we knew she usually did.
Bebelwa usuku nosuku ubaba noma.
Every single day, my mother and father used to quarrel and fight.
Thina si-enjoya ukuthi sizolala emakhabeni. Embileni silalele phandle sijabula ubaba uzolala yedwa endlini sijabuliswa yilokho.
And we would be very relieved and happy if we could sleep outside among the maize plants because my father would stay alone at home.
Uma umefika ubaba uyathetha ukhahlela lokho ukhahleli nje ukhahleli sitsha ukwenza yonke uthule nje uma uthe.
And now when my father returned home, he was angry and he would kick the dog, he'd kick the dish that was there, he'd just kick everything, and my mother suddenly just remained quiet.
Sabukana thina, sobathathu, usisi wami, imina, umfowethu omdala, uJabulani.
And we just looked at each other as siblings, my sister and my older brother, Jabulani.
Kusenga kusasa uma uyahamba 2 hours funeka ayekulestolo lapha esebenza khona Mr. Coop.
And the next day my mother would get up and go to where she was working for 2 hours for Mr. Coop at the shop.
Saxoxa thina sathi wena bhuti hamba uye kwamaphumulo uyobona yini ukuthi uma abothothoza engasaphenduli manje uma ubaba besijabulela nje seyishayana bheka kanje.
And so we stayed behind and we started discussing with each other as siblings and we sent our brother and said, Baba Jabulani, you go to Maphumulo and see what has made that our mother has become all softy and softy that she doesn't answer back when our father shouts at her.
Wabuya washo ukuthi hayi khona umlungu ibhungu lensizwe
And he came back and he told us, no, there's this certain young man, a tall young man there.
Sathi, ithini, ithini le ndoda?
And we asked him, but what does he say? What does he have to say, this young white man?
Athi, ayi angikwazi ukuchaza, noyela nina nilalelene.
And he said, well, I really can't explain it all to you. You'll have to go yourself to go and listen to what he's saying.
Uthisile leyo nto uthi udinga sizolalela awuzwanga yini wena edlebeni.
And we asked him, but was it even something worth going to listen to? Didn't you hear something that you can tell us?
Wathi ngicela ukusho ukuthi njengoba bengekho namhlanje hambani mina ngizosala ekhaya ngizama indlela ukuthi ubaba engaboni ukuthi anikhe ekhaya.
And so he said, you see, because father's not here at home, I'm going to stay here at home and try and cover up for you not being here, and then you guys go and you see what's happening there, what this man has to say.
So
when we got to that tent, we sat on the very front bench.
You
know, it's these very old benches that if you sit on the one end, the other end would lift.
Usitshela ngonkulunkulu thina ngani vese siyakholwa vese besikholwa singamaluthela sihamba Sunday school siwazi wonke umlando nje uma kaJesu bani uJesu wazalelwapi uyise kaJesu bani uma kaJesu bani yonke lo mlando siyayazi nje ukhuluma lento esiyaziyo.
And as we sat on the bench, this white man told us about God and told us about Jesus, And we thought, no, we are such good Christians. We know the history of Jesus. We know who Jesus' mother was. We know who Jesus' father was. We Christians, we from the Lutheran Church. And remember, Reverend Stephen was still getting translation. So he was speaking in English and someone else was translating.
This is Gangati. So five.
And so we became a little bit naughty, the five of us. We were five that were there. Now, us five Dubes, we were very well known. We had a reputation that if we came somewhere, everyone just had to scatter. And when the song would be started in the service, we would just take it on another tangent, the song, to show that no, we are much better Christians than everybody else. And we wanted to do everything in our power to make this white man get angry. We wanted to see, can he get angry?
Oh, Nina Bandwana. Oh, Nikula Gate.
And then the song would come to an end, and he didn't get angry. He would just say to us, you see, you children, you sing so well.
Yes.
And he would ask us, are you Christians? Do you believe? And we would very confidently say, yes. And he said, that is wonderful. I can see it. And then he started to preach.
And
he told us about these great tidings of good news that of this child that was born. And then we immediately, oh, please, that story again. We know the story. We know Jesus, where he comes from, and what's new here? And then he challenged us with the question, and he said, is this child Jesus born in your heart? And so we looked at each other and nudged each other and thought this was the biggest joke. How does he think we can have bear children when we're still such young children?
And
Mrs. Mdlalose was together with me. She was one of those that we had a reputation. We were known in the area, and we were busy trying to make nonsense there.
Ati lo mntwana uzele wena mntwana okhona la endlini nawe gogo nawe mkhulu ati wonke umuntu ukuphela nje ufuna lo ozofika ezoguqa kuye lo mntwana.
And he explained to us that this Jesus was born for every single person, for you child and for you older person. Jesus was there, and all he expects is that you come and you kneel before him.
And
And we said to each other, no, please, that child that wants us to kneel before him, really, that's such a proud child. We know the Jesus that we've heard about, that, and we know what to do about him. He's in our hearts. We know about him. And then this white man for whom my mother was working at the shop, he had horses.
Njalo impela sonto uhambela imizi yabantu ngehash.
Always on the weekend he would go to people's homes riding on his horse.
Isizulu sazi kancane thandaza wena mina Jesu.
And he knew a little bit of Zulu and he would come to a home and he would say those few words, pray Jesus, let's, and he would want us to pray with him.
And this
was Reverend Stegan going from house to house on Mr. Cope's horses. And it started to worry us, but why does this white man bother to come to our homes and tell us about Jesus? We know the Lord Jesus. We know about him. At Christmas time, we always remember him, and then we eat a bit better food. So we know. We don't need to hear about it.
Wazama ukuthi ahambele indawo cishe yonke kamaphumulo ngehash etshelekwa ilumlungu.
And he went to every single home to tell them about the Lord Jesus.
Ekhaya wafika sinesibaya phakathi nendawo izindlu la emaceleni. What a how dube ucebeka ngaka wena.
Now when he came to our home, we had a kraal in the middle and then homes on all around the kraal, cattle kraal. And when he came there, he said, my, Mr. Dube, you are so rich, so wealthy.
What, rich, ngakuphi?
And Mr. Dube said, rich? What do you mean I'm rich?
What, unomanyolo? Unomanyolo egcekeni lakho.
He said, you are wealthy, you are rich because you have manure here, right outside your house.
Athu baba, ngizowenzani umqhubo? Nanga umlungu ngisukela wemadoda. Ngindoda engaka ungitshela ukuthi ngicebile. Umqhubo akengikwenze njani ke manje?
And my father said to him, what am I supposed to do with manure? How can I? And this man is really coming at me for something so. I'm this old man and he's telling me that I must use manure, and manure is something that's making me wealthy.
And
he called us all together, all the children.
And he nifaka amagquma 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 nenza amagquma namagquma ngizonitshengisa ukuthi ngizotshalana.
And then he called us all together and he said, you see this manure that's outside your house, it's better than any fertilizer you can buy at any shop, so go out and collect this and make heaps and I'll show you what we can plant.
Wafika neikhwebu cishe ezihlanu.
And then he came
with mealy plants.
And then he showed us exactly what we had to do. He showed us you should put it in there and there, and then he explained exactly what we had to do with all those heaps of manure.
Vukumbila saba no nehlobo elisimangaliso. Umbila wethu wadlula cishe abantu bonke endaweni.
And what happened as a result was we had the best maize crop in that whole area.
Kodwa umuzi nomuzi awuhambelayo ubuka lo mqhuba athi ucebile nanku.
And every home that he got to, he would tell them, look at this manure, you are very wealthy, and teach them. Then he would come to my father and say, do you have one maize plant that we can give to your neighbor who has none? And we would give it to them.
Oyisimanga kwaqala izinto wafika manje na wafika nezinhlamvana ke manje ze lokhu zamathanga intanga nazo ufuna siyishutheke kanjalo.
And he'd come back with other seeds, and like he brought pumpkin seeds, and he would tell us exactly again how to plant those.
Amathanga athi futhi.
And also there, the pumpkins that we got from that crop were huge.
And
then he would teach us that then you take the pumpkin pips out of the pumpkin and put them out to get dry, and then give to your neighbors, give to others that they can also plant.
Uqala kwakhe phakathi kwethu amaZulu kamafumulo ukuthi waqala kanjani.
So briefly, I'm just telling you very shortly how Reverend Stegan started his work amongst us Zulus.
Athi ke lo mlungu okuthi uKhopu umnini wesitolo kamaphumulo athi ngifuna ukukutsheleka leli hashi lami uhamba uhlola lapho kade utshala khona lezi zinto ubona ukuthi ziyakhula yini.
And this Mr. Cope, who had a shop, this white man, he said he wants to give lend his horse to Reverend Stegan so he can go everywhere with the horse on horseback and check where he has, where things have been planted, whether it's growing nicely.
Wayithatha iduku leli, yabona iduku leli likhulu lamadoda abopha ifindo la abopha amabili la avale inwele ahambe 2 hours ukuze afike la sikhona.
And so Reverend Stegan would take a big handkerchief and tie it over his head, and then he would ride on horseback for 2 hours to get where we stayed.
Izinto eyiningi walokho efika nembewana naye ahambe icosha akanalutho kodwa lokho anakho funa ukudlulisela kuthina abantu abamnyama laba ngiphumule ngoba sasingalimi nje inhlobo.
And so he would do that, he would find here and there a different seed and he would bring it. He had nothing of his own, but the little that he found and had, he would want to give to all of us people in Maphumulo so that we could also share in it.
Wagcina sethi lo mlungu ke onesitolo uyazi sengifuna ukusidayisa isitolo.
And so this Mr. Cope said at a certain point that he really wants to now sell this shop that he had.
Kodwa wena ngoba usunabantu obaziyo la ngizokunika lendlu yamahashi uzokhipha ubulongo bonke bamahashi endlini lapho yamahashi usontise phakathi.
And then he told Reverend Stegan that since he knows the people in the area, he's going to give to him his shed where the horses stayed, and he must just remove all the manure from that place and then clean it out, and then the people can come to church
there.
And so that place where the horses stayed became our church, where it would be filled to capacity and people would even have to sit outside.
Mashena lo mlungu siyazama ukumhlupa akathukutheli.
And as children, we tried to trouble this pastor, but he did not get angry. He would be singing, and then because he had one gold tooth, we would nudge each other and we would say, look, look, he's got a gold tooth, and point at his teeth. And then when the service would be over and when we'd finish singing a song, he would say, you know, you children sing very well, but because he pronounced it incorrectly, we would still correct him on top of that and tell him not like that, but like this.
And
he was the only white man amongst all of those Zulu people. And one day, another white man who used to play tennis with Reverend Stegan came to the church, but he sat right at the back near the door. I think the manure smell was too much for him. And at the service, Reverend Stegan said, shall we pray? And so at first we pretended to close our eyes, and as soon as everybody's eyes were closed, ours were open again, and we were looking around to see if that white man, will he really close his eyes when they pray? And then we would nudge each other and show each other, you see him, his eyes are open.
Amen.
And straight after the amen, our hands shot up. And he would say, yes, my little friends. And then we immediately said, did you see that white man? And he said, no, I didn't notice. And we showed him, there, look, he's sitting there in the corner. And Reverend Stegan agreed, oh, yes, I see him. And we told him, he didn't close his eyes. Really, didn't he close his eyes? And we said, yes, he didn't close his eyes. And he said, who of you saw him not closing his eyes?
Five of us said.
And all five of our hands went up. And again he said, really, all five of you saw his eyes open? And we said, yes. And he said, no, truly, it wasn't a good thing that he didn't close his eyes.
Such as women's eye, man.
And so we asked him, what are you going to do about it? And Reverend Stegan said, I'll have to tell him and help him that he should rather close his eyes when he's in the service. And then he said, but did you close your eyes? And we had to say, no, we didn't. But who else would have told you if we didn't close, if we closed our eyes?
Ah,
and Now you see, we were watching out for you. We had to check so that you would know that he doesn't close his
what?
Eyes.
Awu ngiyabonga. Ningadele yena lo mlungu. Ngizomtshela ukuthi akucimeze.
And he said, you know, thank you so much. You really did help me. Now I can help him that he should close his eyes.
Athi kodwa nani? Anocimeza nani? Ngoba uJesu uthi no 6.
And then Reverend Stephen told us, but you too need to close your eyes because in Lord, before the Lord Jesus, there were 6 of you who didn't close your eyes. And then we asked him and we said, but now who would have told you that he had his eyes open if we closed our eyes? And Reverend Stephen said, no, you should have just left him and you closed your eyes because maybe he's not a believer yet and he will still with time learn that he has to close his eyes.
No, history, what all the whites are Christians.
And then he said, no.
Yes.
And he said, no, no, we said to him, no, 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 hold on, we've learned our history. Our history teacher told us all white people are Christians.
What? No, no, no.
And Baba Mfundisi said, no, no.
What do you mean, Anja, benga yenum Christu, unkulunkulu angsis?
And he said to us, I myself wasn't a Christian. The Lord Jesus helped me to become one.
So atunga tandasa kutas tetelele tin.
And we asked him, sir, can you pray for us that the Lord Jesus will forgive us? We promise you we won't open our eyes again when we're praying. And so he prayed with us.
Friends, come.
And after the service, he called us. Wozani bangan. Are you going to come to the service tomorrow again? And so we said to Baba Mfundisi, you know, our father is a drunkard. Do you know a drunkard, a person who drinks a lot of alcohol? We've even just left our brother at home to cover up for us so that my father won't notice we're not at home.
But oh, I guess in Tandazelu Baba Win, I guess Tandazi, Ukuti Ashiujual.
And we said, if that's so, let's pray for your father that he would stop drinking.
So, what Tandaza Kunalab?
And he prayed there and then.
What Ninga Guazuza Mugumel would have figured Gonzuin.
And he asked us, can you try to ask your father to also come to the service? No, 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 we can't do that. Yeah, he's a scary person, that one.
But okay. No bona nje. Unicela uNkulunkulu aniphe ukuhlakanipha bantwana.
And he said, well, just see how it goes. Ask the Lord Jesus to give you wisdom.
Ukusimuzi usilethela izindaba ezinhle. Kulezi insuku silokhu sifubuka ikhalenda ukuthi namhlanje zingaki, namhlanje zingaki. Uze sifike kulolu suku lapho ezalwa lo mntwana oyigugu uJesu Kristu.
Now in this Christmas season we hear these good tidings of great joy and we are so focused on the calendar and we look as the days pass, when will this special day come when we remember his birth?
Niyazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu lapha edala edala umuntu emhlabeni.
You know, when God created man in the beginning of time, he created a man first.
Adam. Adam.
And after he had created Adam, he put Adam to sleep and removed one of his ribs. And with that rib, he created Eve.
angikwazi ukuhlonipha ama politicians umethi umuntu owesifazane ufuneka ngathinto ungcwele ngcwele umuntu wesifazane. Owesifazane wathola nje ubambo, angazi ukuthi okunye kwakhiwa ngebumba noma yini, kodwa wathola ubambo. Kodwa u-Adam wamema, wamema uNkulunkulu, uNkulunkulu wamema uJesu, wamela umoya ongcwele baba bathathu lapho phakathi ukwenza u-Adam.
And that is why I can't always agree with politicians who say that women are untouchable, they're more special than anything, because God created Eve just from one rib, from Adam. But he created Adam first, and he invited the Holy Spirit and God to be with, and Jesus to be with him when he created Adam.
Ngoba noma uHerod efuna ukubulala lo mntwana esezelwe eBethlehem, uthi Josepha, thatha umkakho nembongolo nihambe niye eGibhithe ngoba ufuna uHerod ukubulala umntwana.
Even when Herod heard that Jesus had been born, God revealed himself to Joseph and said, Joseph, take your wife and your child and go by donkey and flee to Egypt because Herod wants to kill the baby.
Uma wahlala embongolweni, ingane yahlala embongolweni, ubaba wabamba intambo.
And so
wahamba ngenyawo ubamba impa iloko intambo yena ubaba.
And so the mother was on the donkey, the child was on the donkey, and the father was leading the donkey on.
Angazi wayithini uNkulunkulu lapho. Ikhona inkulumo wayisho. Ngoba uyena uJoseph okwakufanele ayibambe le ntambo izifike lembongolo eGibhithe.
And even in that, God had a special message because he wanted Joseph to make sure that Joseph gets that donkey and his and Mary and the baby to Egypt.
Ngathi ke bengizothi cishe laba bantu bayizidalwa eyintathu, ingane inelungelo kuJesu, umama unelungelo kuJesu, unowakho umsebenzi, nanku nobaba unowakho umsebenzi, uma sekusebenzisana uba kunye bayendawona yodwa bobathathu.
So yes, the father had his responsibility and role and rights, the mother had her rights, and the baby, the child, had his rights, but when all three of these things worked together, they were all one thing.
Ushuthi as ama politician first wakhwirikitheke lapho, no, seniyayiphambanisa ke lapho mase nikhiphe iqhubu lo lo abe omunye umuntu lapho abantu bobathathu bayindawana eyodwa bobathathu, ingane, uma, ubaba, ndingakuhloniphani kokuthathu lokhu.
And so there the error is made by politicians when they try and emphasize one person, one gender to be better than the next. These were all three people and they were different people and they were all going to one place.
Ukuzalwa kwaJesu kwaba indaba enjalo.
And that is how the Lord Jesus was
born. Akuzange kube into elula, wathola kanzima unina edinga afihle lengane ukuze ingabulawa, futhi lengane akayazi nathi iqhamukaphi ngoba ayizalwa uyise, noyise lolunge kangaka ubone intombi yakhe ithi iphethe ingane isinengane.
And it was no easy matter, this birth of the Lord Jesus. And for the mother, it was not easy because this was not a child that she had born for Joseph. This was not something that happened naturally. And here she had to have this difficult time to hide the child so that the child doesn't get killed. And Joseph too, this was not his child, but he was so upright and righteous, he went along and looked after them.
isimemo sika Jesu sithi kumuntu uthi ake senze umuntu ngomfanekiso wethu ngamanye amazwi wezulu.
And that is why when man was created, God called and said, called the others and said, the Trinity, let us create man.
Ngazi ke basha ukuthi kubazali benu ngabe niyona lengane le eyayibekwe embongolweni uJesu elunge kangaka lengane sizwa ngokukhala kwayo ihamba imemeza igunquziswa ikithi imbongolo ihamba ithi igcumagcume asizwa lutho ngalokho kodwa yahamba yaze yafika khona.
Now I wonder, young people, if you are in the same way that this baby Jesus was on the donkey, so well behaved towards your parents, because we don't hear anything about baby Jesus crying and making a noise, even though he was being bounced around on this donkey, they got to Egypt without having been found.
Joseph, angazi ukuthi wenza kanjani. Kodwa iBhayibheli lisitshela ukuthi wayifuna enze isinyenyela engaphoxi, enze ubugentleman, anyenye ukuba abone engasasondeli kuJosefa ngoba nange sezeli ingane angayazi.
And we don't know how Joseph did it, but the Bible tells us that he secretly had to take Mary as his wife because here was Mary now with a child that wasn't his.
Oh man, no baba bakhona la. Mubona ingane yakho. Nathi siqhubisisa. Lesisi mntana muzithatha angazi ma. UNkulunkulu aze ukukhuluma noJoseph. Thatha umkakho lokho akuphethe okwami.
There are fathers and mothers here. What would you say if your child comes pregnant home and you ask them, who's the father of this child? And the child says, I don't know. And this Joseph had to was told, take Mary as your wife because what she's carrying is not of man, it's of God.
Lento isemasathi now too. Nendo tetinga be yatinteka lapho. Nkosikazi wami bengimethemba kangaka.
It was also like that for Joseph. Joseph could have thought, really, this my future wife that I had trusted so much, has she got another boyfriend now? Where does this child come from?
Josepha mthathe umoya ongcwele owenze lento.
But we hear that the angel appeared to Joseph and told him, Joseph, take Mary as your wife, because what she hasn't done anything wrong to have this child. This is the Holy Spirit that has made this come about.
Kushukuthi le ndoda futhi yayilungile, yayindoda uJoseph engathathi ngamawala izinto.
And Joseph was truly a righteous man who didn't just impulsively do things.
Abanye bebengathatha abahambe bebulala unkosikazi uthi kanti lo nkosikazi ngithi ngiyamlobola ngilinda umshado kanti ugangile wenza into enje ngcono ngimbulale yabo.
Because another man might have be just taken it all at face value and just gone and killed this wife because you've been unfaithful, where did you get this pregnant now? It's not my child, and could have reacted in that way.
Futhi bobabili laba bantu ababili ebebethembisile. Ngoba besebethembisile bengakashadi kusho ukuthi babe masaba uNkulunkulu lo umukele ingane angayazi lo utshelwa ngengane angayazi kodwa bayakholelwa ukuthi uNkulunkulu.
So both of these people were righteous, Joseph and Mary, because both of them accepted God's will and took on this baby which they didn't know where it comes from and knew that it was God who's doing it.
Esingakuthandazela futhi ukwenzeka kwezinto la emhlabeni noma emndenini ukwenzeka kwazo kungavusa imizwa wrong kungavusa ulaka kungavusa isiphithiphithi kodwa uma uhlangene noNkulunkulu uzothi uNkulunkulu Joseph thatha umkakho ngoba lokho akuphethe ukwami.
And so we can pray for this time in which we live in, where so many things happen within families, where that one could easily lose control and become angry and take things impulsively and make rash decisions. But if we can be quiet and have this Lord Jesus, and he can tell us, like he did Joseph, Joseph, take this child because take your Mary because what she has is of God.
Niyabona ke ingane eyikoleni manise eyikoleni omunye ufika kugxifize nje kunyathelela isithendeni ubuke yena ucasuke umsuwela ngesibhakela wena kodwa usuyifaka esonweni kanti uNkulunkulu uyazi ukuthi ubenzani kanti kuba amehlo akho ubuke phezulu ubungeke umshaye.
You see, children, if you are at school and maybe somebody steps on the back of your foot on your heel and you maybe react quickly and you turn around, maybe even slap the person in the face and get really angry instead, and you're looking at the person instead of looking up to God and asking God what he intended through it.
Basha, isikhathi senu enikuso njengamanje njengoba ku 2021 inkinga iminyaka yenu inkinga umuntu methu uyayicabanga akakalali ebusuku.
Young people, you who are living now in 2021, you live in a very difficult, corrupt time when one thinks of the things that go on, one has sleepless nights.
Kuthiwa ingane kusukela ku 9 years kuze kufike 13 years zelingane manje ziyazala.
We now children between 9 and 13 can have children.
Lengane ubantu lengane izophatha ubani ngoba kusengane konke lokhu kokubili.
Who is going to take care of that child that they bear because the mother is a child herself?
Wena gogo ozoba ugogo ungazi ukuthi kanjani uzogada nansi leli chwane leli ngoba akakwazi shinabukisa lo muntu kwayena uzadinga unabukiso.
And it will end up being you, grandmother, who will sit with these babies to look after them, to change their nappies, because this child who bore this baby herself doesn't even know how to change the nappy.
Manje sisendaweni enzima ngoba uhulumeni bethu uyabavumela phela ukuthi bangayithola lezi ngane.
And so we are in this very difficult time and situation because the government's allowed it. They can have children.
Angithi nani abazali laba bakhona ingane yakho usithulisa ngecellphone uyithi me saludlala nganako kanti ingane phece iseyovula lapha ya wena ongafiki khona iyobuka izithombe zabanqulo.
Isn't it so that now parents who are here, you easily, to keep your child quiet, just give them a cell phone and say, here, play on the cell phone, just to keep them quiet. In the meantime, the child goes to places you don't get to on your cell phone, and they're busy looking at pornographic
pictures. Class 1, class 2, class 3. Uthiwa zihlupha ngendlela engaziko ahanje kwakwenziwa inkonzo egrounding.
Because children nowadays are looking at terrible pictures of naked people. We were invited as a SIPS organization to a school because we were told the grade 1, 2s and 3s are giving endless trouble, and we went there to go and take a service for them.
And ingane lo kwa class 1 efike ne cellphone athi bukani la niyabona nakho ngikubonile banika nabo onke lapha abafundayo lapha esikoleni ile ngane le class 1.
What had happened? One grade 1 child had brought a cell phone and showed all all the other children in the school, look at what I see. And then he showed them what he was looking at.
Uthisha ulinde ingane eklasini ayifiki. Ulele kulelelwe la egroundini. Sekwenza lokho ukubonile phela lapha. Nezwa ke ukuthi kunhlobo wena. Usishe cellphone yakho wena ekhaya mzali. Ushele ingane yakho ukuthi ayidlale. Izodlala idlale kakhulu.
And then the teacher comes to class and the children aren't there, and they find them there on the sports field trying to practice what they've been watching. And that is the terrible state in which we live. Now, you parent, you leave your phone with your child and you say, play some games. They will play too many games.
Satanist.
Now, we often counsel people and they say to us that very closely connected to pornography is Satanism.
When uzodonsa ithombe 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 isigcino ubona zingovolo seziphambi kwakhe ingane isakwazi kulala ebusuku. Yahluleka ukutshela ayilali ingane ebusuku. Inansi into wena uyinika iselfone.
So the child will start to look at these pictures. And next thing, they see terrible images in front of them, and they can't sleep at night. They are troubled, and they can't even explain to you what's going on. They're not sleeping because they're looking at terrible pictures on the cell phone.
These ingane say phupha maphupha mabi. Say phupha maphupha mabi.
And they have bad dreams.
These ingane sakwazi ukukhuluma njengeingane, sayidinga ixoxe indaba engazazi.
And they can't even talk like children would talk with each other. Now they're speaking about matters they don't even know how it works. And then one has to sit down with these children who are troubled by these images in their minds and try to help them and pray with them that they will be delivered. Because once that spirit has entered, it is a very difficult spirit to get out of one.
Angekho nje amaselfoni sasingabuki ithombe nje thina sasibhukudela nje singaqoke lutho nje nobhuti futhi akekho owayiganga ngomuntu cha sasingaboni thi asifani.
Now that's why I say, young people, you live in very evil times where there's access to cell phones and things and bad pictures. When we were still children, we didn't have cell phones, we didn't want to look at bad pictures, we would play together, boys and girls, and it didn't trouble us. We didn't do anything wrong.
Ngengane yakho ikuvezele wena mzali ukuthi yini esiyibonile. Uma ingayibonanga ithombe, ubaba usala naye lengane ebese practice kulengane yakho wena. Ushiya nobaba kithi. Ubaba uyaphathriza ke nedlale nalengane.
Plead with your child parent and to show you what they've been looking at on the cell phone. And if they don't have a cell phone, don't think that's the only problem. Don't you leave your child with the father at home? Isn't the father already starting to practice and play with this child in the wrong way?
Mina ngiboni kakhulu kuyinkinga enkulu indaba yale ndaba ye COVID. COVID nakho kuyashuthi, I know, okay, nizoyivikela, nifake ikhafu, right. Mhlamba izandla, right, kulungile lokho. Uzame nje into enjalo kusho ukuthi uzozama ukuyigcina kanjalo. Kodwa uma sekungene le nto iphuma kabukhuni engqondweni.
I don't have a problem with the COVID regulations that we have to wear masks and sanitize and all those things. That's all good because we will stay safe. But these things that they watch when they are alone, those things are difficult to get out of their hearts and minds.
Bese kwakhona lokho kwe-COVID. Impela kukhona kodwa kuyangidida ngoba uma sebazi date ukuthi mhla ka 5 izoqala iCovid kanti ubani kanti loyiqalayo ubani uprofetile ngoba ngcono yabe sitshele lo mprofeti ukuthi umprofeti usesitshenile kubantu ukuthi uzoqala mhla ka 5.
So although I don't go against any of the regulations to keep safe from COVID, I do have a problem with it when we hear a specific date and they tell us that on the 5th, COVID will start. And then I ask myself, now who prophesied? Maybe they can show us that prophet and we can ask him where it comes from.
Uma iveza isu lokuthi ungaphepha ngokuthi ningasondelani, uphephe ngokuthi ugeze izandla, uphephe ngokuthi awuthintani nabanye abantu, wenze uzoyiphephisa.
But if they tell you and give you the ways in which you can stay safe from getting COVID, then do it. If they say, wash your hands, wear your masks, distance yourself from one another, then do that so that you will be safe. But I think the politicians are hiding something from us.
And
if they were here, if they would be sitting here, I would also ask them that, and I'd say, please tell us, what is the secret under all this?
Can you
Because it's left. If we keep distant from each other, they say we'll be safe. But I think many of us have had hurts in our hearts because we've lost people that are close to us that we loved very much due to this disease, COVID, they say. And now even South Africa has been closed. Europe, nobody from Europe may come and visit in South Africa or come to South Africa, and all because of this disease.
Isn't it cool for any super gangazo? Nina Basha, Tina Gushe, a sister Telangoganele, Mandy Mina, Gashan and Evangelic, no 13 years, Manja said no 69, go March 26 in the Savet. Things of Okok.
And so, we are now a bit older, and so we can speak like this. When I became a Christian, I was 13 years old, and now I'm soon to turn 70 and on the 27th of March.
Kodwa nina nisakhulayo ngiyadabuka ngani anovula la nivale la.
But you who are still growing up, you should close here and open here.
Asikho isono sokuthi ugeze izandla. Kweza izandla. Alikho iphutha. Geza izandla zakho uma kuthiwa uphiliswe ukuyigeza isigeze.
There's nothing wrong with washing your hands. If they say wash your hands to be safe, do so.
Ufuneka iscarf, kwenze. I see alikho iphutha, kwenze.
If you need a mask, do it. There's nothing wrong with it.
Kodwa oqaphela ke lokhu ke kokuthi uyolala nabafana, uyolala namantombazana. Sibi ngoba ngizwa sesivuswa naso leso sona. Yini kuthiwa yini? Ngulaza. Ingulaza phakathi isondela lapha. Iya la kumfana nentombazana.
And so be careful, because then you go and you sleep with boys or girls, and then this disease AIDS is very close by, because that's where it comes in.
Bese kuthiwa khona okuthiwa New World Order. Niyakwazi?
And then there's what we hear is called the New World Order. Do you know what that is?
Ibhayibheli liyakhuluma ngakho ukuthi ngeyikhathi zokugcina kuyoba khona abohleba bememeza bezama ukwenza umhlaba ube wodwa. Kusho ukuthi ngamanje uyithola uIndia kudinga ulale neNdia yabona kube nyakanyaka kukhona into ongaphatha isuka eGermany azofika eSouth Africa. Uyangazi mina njengomZulu ukuthi mina njengomZulu amasiko ami athini, akangazi uzonginaka kanjani.
So they want that there's a new world order where everybody, there's one world. And so someone from overseas can come and get to know me, and he doesn't know anything about my culture, and he doesn't know what I as a Zulu want to do or believe in, but now we have to be one thing. When was Mika's funeral?
5. This month, eh? Mhlaka 5. Bekufika ihlobo zomkhwenyana kababa kaNikho, ubaba kaMika.
Some relatives came to the funeral of Mika on the 5th of December. Three of them.
Umfowabo nomfowabo bese kuba ingane le ezalwa ilo.
It was his brother and another brother and then a child of one of them.
Uma bethi bayehla nje eRussia. Ngqi amaphoyisa. Niphumaphi?
And when they returned, the moment they touched down in Russia, they were stopped by the police. Where do you come from?
Kamunga, South Africa.
And they said, we come from South Africa.
But Africa, South Africa. South Africa. Yes.
From South Africa, and they said yes.
What a nazango kuti khona isifo esisha esikhulu esiqalile. Obe niyasazi ke ni esikhulu esiqalile.
And they asked him, didn't you know that there's a big, terrible disease that started there?
Amaphoyisa, abantu bema media, ini OTV, 30, bazungezela abantu abathathu. Baqhuba njengenkomo.
And immediately there were police and media and TV about 30 people surrounding these 3 people because they came from Africa. And they told them, you are going to bring that disease from South Africa to us here.
And they said,
and they said, no, there's no disease in South Africa. You can gladly test us. And they also in South Africa, when we arrived, they tested us. We've got no diseases.
Laba babili, umfana, nobaba mncane, bachushe emlenzeni, babaleke, kusale lo mntadlana.
And the one man and the child, they ran away and the older one stayed behind.
And
they cross-questioned him and said, don't you know that you come from South Africa with this terrible disease and a European shouldn't come close to a South African?
And
he explained, I got all the necessary permission from our country here in Europe and from South Africa to go to the funeral.
Njengamanje anisaye ekhaya lakho. Usuzohamba uyohlala e-hotel ethile. Utreatwe ukhishwe lesi sifo osithole South Africa. Imali futhi izokhokhwa wena uhlale kuleli hotel.
And they told him, you cannot go home. You'll have to stay in this hotel room and we will have to treat you for this disease that you are now bringing to us, but you can't go home.
What? Uyazi ngiyiphethe ne-CD yale ngane ebingcwatshwa, I shall keep it.
And then he said, well, you know, I've even got the CD of this child that we went to bury.
But mana, asambe solibuka, asiye kule aphulela hotel, solibuka, sebezobuka kanye kanye manje.
And so he took out the CD and then they said, okay, stop, we'll go together to the hotel and we'll watch it there.
Lengane ibin 11 years eshonile.
This was a funeral of an 11-year-old boy who had passed away.
Lengane ivalelisa enganeni zakwabo ngoba isihamba yakhuluma yayiyala lezingane ukuthi sengiyezulwini mina. Wena uma uqhubeka kanje ngeke kuye ezulwini.
And this 11-year-old boy, when he was saying goodbye to his cousins and his siblings, he called them and he said to them, I'm now going to go to heaven. If you want to go to heaven too, you must stop doing that and live in this way.
Ujesu eshumayela ethempelini lengane ayinobani ino 11 kusho untanga intanga Jesu.
And so these communists were so amazed, and they said, but didn't, how old was Jesus when he was preaching? Wasn't he 12? So this 11-year-old boy is a sibling to this Jesus.
But hamba singaba necala elikhulu uma singakwenza into wena. Hamba 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 emzini wakho uyohlala uphumule khona. Hamba angeke sikubophe. Kodwa sebeyikhiphile indaba, sebezwile umhlaba wonke wakhona suzwile ngokumika.
And so they said, after seeing that, they said, no, we would be so guilty if we arrested you for going to this funeral. You should just go home and relax, and we won't take you to prison. We won't take you to that hotel. You can go home. And those are the Russians that we in South Africa think like us and love us and are our allies, but they're the ones who say there's a disease in South Africa, this disease which we don't even know about.
Basha, niya kusmus, ningayigodakwa, niyophuza utshwala.
Young people, it's Christmas time. Do not go and get drunk on alcohol. Don't go to sleep around with boys and look at these bad pornographic images. Don't go and loot and burn down people's shops. Because you will not be able to die in peace. Those images of that shop which you set alight will always be before you. The sun is setting, it's not rising. And I'd be so happy if all of us in this room would have that same mindset and understand that the sun is not rising, it is setting with the way things go. And if you in the darkness don't see where to go and you are confused, you will be like that in your mind, and it will be like that even in reality for you.
Basha, uJesu uthi zobikelwa indaba ezinhle ngilozi ithi zobika indaba ezinhle nasiya nampa yabelusi bazobikela indaba ezinhle zokuthi uzelwe umntwana onguJesu Kristu ukhisimusi. Akuwona okudakwa, akuwona okuphuza ama-drugs noma ukubhema ama-drugs, kodwa okuthi uthi uma ngabe ukukwenza uthi angisophinde ngikwenze.
So young people, this Christmas time we are being reminded that there are good tidings of great joy which the angels came to tell us about, that Jesus is born, and that is why Christmas is not a time for getting drunk or smoking drugs or being high, but it's a time where we should rejoice that the Lord Jesus has been born. And may it be that if you were busy with those things, that you would say, I will never do it again. It is very possible that this is the last time we ever see each other, that we won't ever see each other again in this way, that maybe we'll only see each other in eternity again. But maybe if God is gracious, we will still see one another again. We don't know.
Isitha no Satani uyasizingela, uxova imndeni, uxova umfabo nomfabo, axova usisi nosisi, axova ubaba noma, axova yonke into, uyaxova nje uSathane. Xova yonke into nje, umsebenzi wakhe uxova.
Because our enemy, the devil, is very busy trying to disrupt and destroy families, and brothers go against brothers, and sisters against sisters, and mothers against fathers, and he's just trying to confuse and destroy.
wena muntu omusha fika ekhaya usuphethe endulo uzomphendula uma no baba uthi baba ma ngiphethe impendulo asihlanganeni no Jesu.
That you would be able to go home, young people. Go back and tell your mothers and fathers that you have the answer because you have the Lord Jesus, and that they would accept the Lord Jesus as the answer.
Ngoba nasesikoleni ungafika ulethe answer kothisha ngoba ukudideka nisho othisha bangadideka kodwa wena ungabe answer.
You can come with that answer that Jesus is the answer when you even go back to school, because even some teachers are confused.
Ulethe lezi ndaba ezinhle ukuthi nizalelwe umntwana obizwa ngokuthi uJesu.
And then you can bring those good tidings of great joy to them.
Oh, indodana kaNkuluNkulu.
To say that there's the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
Akadideki noma ngafana kangakanani kodwa uyazi ukuthi cha nangu omdala nangomncane.
And that you won't be confused, you will know that this is the one.
Wathi uNkulunkulu angasiza njengoba khona isididi emhlabeni singangeni eyidididini sizwele thina ongathi kuyakhanya sibona ilambu lapha kude. Simbone nangu uJesu eqhamuka nelambu eza ezongihlangabeza engafiki udidekile.
May the Lord help us that in this dark time, evil times, that we will not be confused, but that we will see the light ahead of us, see the Lord Jesus showing us the way, so that we will not be confused in the end.
Ay, banda basha saze sanenhlanhla.
Young people, I don't know if you realize how privileged we are.
Angazi noma nawe ubusiseke njengami yini.
I don't know if you've been blessed as I have been.
Njengoba esho aunt ukuthi asazi noma sawubuye sihlanganeni ngalendlela. Uma ungakubambanga lokho okuzwile namhlanje, angazi ukuthi umuntu onjani.
And as Aunt Mkulu said, we don't know if we've ever be able to be together like this again. If you didn't take note of that, I don't know what you are taking note of.
Yithuba elihle namhlanje kusihlwa sokuthi nawe welapheke kulezi zinto esemqondweni ozigcince ngazo ithombe zobunqunu na wonke amanyalo wabukile efonini yakho. Yithuba leli lokuthi uyinikele enkosini umkhethe uJesu uze phambi kaNkuluNkulu ukuba uthole umkhuleko oqalekiswele emoya ecinanise umqondo wakho ngenxa yithombo oyibukile uyazazi wena.
This is your opportunity to surrender your life to the Lord Jesus, to give your life totally over to him, to come to him and to be healed and to be saved and delivered from all of that that you filled your mind with, all of that filth, all of that pornography and evil images and wicked things that you've looked at and filled your mind with.
UJesu ngakusiza khulule akupha amandla okuba unqamu uyeke ungaphindi ubuyele kulezo yithombe zamanyala oyibukayo.
Jesus is able to deliver you, to break the bonds, the bondage of those images of that which you've been watching, that you'll never ever go back to it again.
Ithuba lokuthi uthathe isinqumo namhlanje ukuthi ungabuyeli kulezo zinto kulezo yithombe noma ubusuqalile ukwenza noma ngabe ubusuqalile ukujola uphila leyo mpilo yabafana namantombazane. Yithuba namhlanje lokuthi unqamuke uphile impilo eqondile ngo ukuze uphile la uphile nala hlukene nezono namanyala ezwe.
This is your opportunity to break free from those things, to stop completely with it. Those images, those evil, wicked things you've been looking at, and maybe if you've been starting to play around with those things, boys and girls, this is your opportunity to be saved from that, that you may be made well in your mind as well as in your heart.
Mhlawumbe busuke wazama ukuthi uyiyeke lezi zinto kodwa uzisho ukuthi ayiyekeki. UJesu uyisixazululo, uJesu impendulo yale umbuzo yakho. Uhoza kuye uyo yokukhulula akusiza akuxolele nokuthi wangcolisile amehlo akho, wangcolisa kumbe neindlebe zakho ngalezo zinto.
Maybe you've been trying in the past to stop with it and you failed. You've always gone back to it again. But Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the one who can cleanse your eyes from all of that filth in your heart, make you absolutely clean where you can be forgiven and you can be delivered from it totally.
Kuningi anti asifundise khona kusukela ebufakazini bakhe ebuncaneni bakhe neminyaka yo 13 kuze kube manje. Ngokuyihlanganisa nenkosi uNkulunkulu umgcinile kuze kube manje nawe ngokuyihlanganisa noJesu. UJesu nguye yedwa oyisixazululo nempendulo kulempilo oyiphilayo nawe xakile manje.
Auntie shared so much with us from a personal experience, a personal testimony from the age of 13 when she met with the Lord Jesus. At that time, the Lord kept her throughout all these years until today. And Jesus can help you as well and keep you. And from all those things that are troubling you, He is the answer.
Mabe puma banye, wena sebenzisi ituba. Bakono antabazobe bekona labetsiza, no babazobe bekona. Ukuze bakhulekise. Kuqalekiswe le moya ehlupha ukuphila kwakho. Kumba usalali ngisho nasebusuku bathi belala ubucindezelwa imoya emibi ngenxa yeithombo oyibukile, ngenxa yezinto ingxoxo ezimbi oyilalelile, wahlala wayilalela impela lapha ixoxwa. Namhlanje umphefumulo wakho nengqondo yakho kucinene kuminyene yilezi zinto. Ukuthula kukho. Inkosi yokuthula enguJesu Kristu namhlanje ingakusiza, ingakhulula. Uma uza kuye ngoba nguye oyimpendulo yalelizwe elonakele.
This is your opportunity to be set free, to be delivered, to be cleansed, to be forgiven from all of this that you have defiled yourself with. You can come tonight, you can stay behind. Somebody can pray with you. There'll be aunties, there'll be babas that will be remaining here with you that can pray with you and that you can be set free from all of that that has been troubling you. Don't you want to come and use this opportunity?
Cela umalume eze asiphethele ngesikhathi ezumalume. Jesu oyimpendulo yezwe elonakele. Jesu oyimpendulo yezwe elonakele. Jesu elonakele. Jesu elonakele. Jesu elonakele. Impendulo nangempilo yakho futhi.
He's the answer to your life. Let us pray.
Asikhuleke.
Our heavenly Father.
Baba wethu osezulwini.
It will help us nothing having heard these things, being enriched by them, and they don't touch our lives and they don't change our lives.
Ngeke kusize ngalutho ukuba sizwe zonke lezi indaba qede zingasithinti zingayiguquli impilo zethu.
And so we pray this evening that through your Holy Spirit.
Ngakho siyakhuleka kulokhu kuhlwa ukuthi wena Nkulunkulu ngomoya wakho ngcwele.
Will create new life, that new life might be born in the hearts of these young people.
Ukuthi udale impilo entsha izalwe ezimpilweni zalabo abantu abasha.
Lord, the key is in your hand. You create life. You make everything new. And so we pray that you would make new those that are in our midst and are listening.
Wena Nkulunkulu wadala konke ngezandla zakho. Wenza konke kube kusha. Nalabo futhi abalalele ungabenza babe basha.
Create in us obedient hearts.
Dala kithi inhliziyo elalelayo.
That we might and do what we are told.
Ukuba iqonde yenze konke lokho esikutshelile.
Lord, we pray again, especially for our country.
Siyakhuleka Nkulunkulu wethu sikhulekela izwe lakithi.
Lord, the whole world looks at us as we are the worst of mankind.
Umhlaba wonke usigqolozela usibuka njengabantu ababi kunabo bonke emhlabeni.
But we ask that you would be with us.
Siyakunxusa sicela ukuthi ube kanye nathi.
Be a wall of fire around your children.
Ube njengomlilo, njengodonga lomlilo ubiyele abantu bakho.
And be with us as we go into this night.
Siyacela ukuthi ube kanye nathi noma sesingena kulobu.
And that you would work within us.
Usebenze phakathi kwethu.
We ask this for your name's sake, Lord.
Sicela konke lokhu ngegama lakho, Nkosi.
Amen.
Amen.
Ngiyabonga.
Siyabonga. Sicela ikhorasi ngesikhathi sidedela ihlobo zethu abaholi bethu bephuma.
We just sing a chorus while we allow our leaders to leave.